I think that's what she said.
I would almost think that they would be trying to sign on now.
We think, but doesn't look like anybody's here yet.
Now, I never, when I went into that, I never got an actual Zoom meeting, but it was the right date and it was the right time.
Okay.
And it came up.
Okay. I'm not sure I follow. When you say you didn't get a meeting.
I didn't, you know, like a link kind of thing or any kind of.
Okay, that's intriguing.
I wonder if I'm on.
Are we recording? Did it say we're now recording or something when you started?
No.
No, it did not. Okay. I'm gonna leave this meeting then. There it goes to installing an update.
He gave me that password for the Zoom, which I thought I put in, but I put
it on. Take a picture of that in case I ever need it again.
I'm just gonna see if she's trying to get hold of us.
Alright. Connected a calendar. So we don't have any meetings set up then. So every single time we start a meeting, I guess we're just going in cold to a. Well, no, but then how would. I guess how folks would still be able to join because they would have the link to our meeting room.
They do have the link.
And it's just the same every time? That's one way to do it. Alright, so we'll go back in. See if anybody's waiting.
She's good. She hasn't emailed or anything.
I haven't been in the office today, Bob. I didn't see any phone message, but I didn't check my email.
Do you have a phone number?
It should be on the application. We should be able to pull it out of there.
I'm gonna call her.
Yeah.
Just say that. We're trying. 860.
Yeah, I would try that one. Can she participate by phone if we have a problem with the?
I don't see why not. This may be an office phone too.
You've reached Chrissy B at Pine Pro. I'm not available. Please leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Let me check her email and see if she gave a cell phone.
Hi, Chrissy. This is Bob Richards in Fairhaven. We're having a little trouble getting the Zoom up. If you want to call this number, and we can do it by phone as well until we get the Zoom going. You probably know that because we haven't let you into the meeting yet. Give us a call. Thanks.
What number did you dial?
860-426-3276.
Okay, that's how she signed her email. That's how she signed her email. It says her direct.
She may be on the phone and waiting for us to let her in too. How you doing?
Good, how are you doing?
Just we'll call this meeting to order at
7:33.
We can start while we're waiting here patiently. We can do the approval of the minutes. Our usual nitpicker is not here. And I am not that observant. It was comfortably good for me.
Even if they had the link for this Zoom meeting, they would still need the password in order to enter it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, normally they would just go into a meeting or a waiting room, and then you just let them in.
On this meeting, though, you mean, or just in general?
In general?
Yeah, so on this meeting, the way it's set up, it requires a passcode in order to enter. That passcode is not Shadow11! That presumably is to log into the Zoom application, but to get into this particular meeting room, there is a passcode that's required.
Which nobody knows.
Well, I certainly don't know it. And I don't see it printed on the agenda.
No, it isn't. And Joe did not tell me there was going to be a passcode.
I don't know.
All right.
I've never had any involvement in any of it, so I really don't know how they have it set up or why they would do it the way they do it.
No.
And also, it does strike me as odd that it's Jack's account. Mm. Even if you were the IT, that's not of your own.
Should be Town of Fairhaven.
Yeah.
It should be. I can call Joe. Actually.
Are we using it to record the meeting, to broadcast to the public, or just to meet with this one person?
Just to meet with this one
person. Then we can definitely do something. Yeah. We don't need to be using their Zoom account. I can just pull up like Google Duo or something else. If she's on the line, if you've got her email address.
Yeah, I've got her email.
I can just send her something else. And we just need to be able to hear her. Does she need to be able to share video with us?
No.
We already have.
So
did
have
you get the email with her application on it?
I'm not sure I did see it. I'm sorry. So this is an applicant. Okay.
Her email's in there somewhere.
So is there any problem with us just calling her on the phone and putting her on
speaker? No, she didn't answer.
Oh, okay.
So
I think that's what we should do.
Let's see if there's any other phone numbers on there.
I'm okay with these minutes.
Sign pro care that I think it's the phone is 860. I wonder if that's an office number. It's hard to tell.
Okay. Here, I'll open it back up then just in case. In case she shows up. But it's not looking likely at this point.
Hi, this is Bob Richards again in Fairhaven. Trying to get in touch, we're having trouble with the Zoom meeting. And if you can call this number, we can do it on the phone. Thanks, bye.
Do you want me to try and send her an email? I have the same number on her email as on the application, so it's...
Yeah, I can send her one here.
Okay.
Yeah,
Chrissy at SignPro.
Yeah.
.USA.
Let's see if anywhere in here. it's not coming up on mine. Does it come up on yours?
What?
Her email?
Yeah.
Chrissy.
Chrissy.
Yeah.
KRISSY at signpro-usa.com.
My other thought is maybe call the bank's representative and find out if he has a personal contact number for her.
Might. There we go. Well, it came up.
Says she received the Zoom link. When did she receive it? In this email chain?
I didn't see it in the email chain.
So she's in Connecticut?
When she says she received the Zoom link in her email, did you send it to
I didn't, Bob.
Joe did.
Or Joe did.
She sent me
I just wanted to see if it was the same meeting link as
right.
The
oh, okay.
thing
on.
We're logged into. But.
Jenny, did you happen to double check on that 911 number for the Stone House?
I do not have it.
Oh, by the way, does anybody want to make a motion to accept the minutes?
I will. I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from October 1st as they are. I don't find anything jumping out at me.
Is there a second?
I will second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you.
Zero main road in the Lister card.
Oh, is that right?
So, whatever I emailed you, the one that she got it was.
Right. And I just thought I'd double check with you if there was something.
She didn't call you.
Okay. No. That's fine. I'll use that. I just was waiting.
Yeah.
I didn't want to give an incorrect number. That's all. I appreciate your pulling that one up for me. Right. I can't remember what their mailing address was, you know, years ago when they received any mail there. And closing it up, it covered up the 911 number that was mounted on the wood around the main front door, so.
Yeah, I'm wondering if this is an office number.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Looked like it.
Yeah.
I never got a personal contact number from
her. So she's not going to know my cell number because if she's not at the office, which she probably isn't. So.
So the application is in your email from Bob.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Oh, I like this.
Fun and games and the technology.
The design I'm looking at includes the clock. Are they removing the clock or are they keeping
the
clock?
I think they are.
They proposed initially to remove the clock.
Okay.
When I told the sign company representative, Chrissy, that I was referring it to the Planning Commission, I had an option of administratively approve or not, and just indicated that there may be concerns about removing the clock with the historic district that's being approved.
Yeah.
And she came back with a take out the clock, bring it to Connecticut to see if it can be repaired, refurbished.
Okay.
To keep it in the sign, but they would like to do the main sign on the bank, the flush mounted one, and while that's being done, and I don't see on zoning end of it any problem with any of the other signage, and this was done to try and make sure there weren't any issues on taking the clock out.
Yeah. I like that we might try and save the clock if we can. I'm not opposed to taking it out, but I like the thought of seeing if it's an option.
Just, yeah.
I think it's cool.
Well, it would be a modern looking, you know, black encased backlit, LED backlit sign, the replacement that was first proposed, I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it is a different look, for sure.
Yeah.
I thought she had a picture of that in this application.
Oh, with it changed?
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe not. Maybe it's in the email.
You want me to go?
Oh, here. Hold on.
I have the original here that she sent.
I just feel like they're going hunting in the woods with this orange.
What's that? It's
like, oh my god.
No.
No, but we got some Apple News coming through.
Is this the computer that Joe uses for work?
No.
This is a different.
Yeah, this is the one you use here.
Okay.
So that's. Oops. That's what they're looking at. Right? This is what you've got?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, no, it's.
No, it doesn't show.
There's the one she sent yesterday has that.
Showing it with the clock and the new colored sign?
Yeah.
Okay. Because this original just has the replacement, I mean, that she sent originally.
Yeah, just that. I'd like her to come up with a little more. Period, kind of like.
Right. Well, like Phil said, it doesn't say how tall she's anticipating the sign.
No. Well, it can only be what you say 14?
14 feet.
14 feet
is the maximum. I mean, unless it's a non-conforming sign and it's doing it back the way it was before. I mean, the same as.
Right.
So it's not increasing the non-conformity.
It doesn't look like it's any different.
No, I don't think so either.
You know, as far as that goes, but I'm not. What are you telling? Essentially, all they're doing is putting a different color
face
on it, which is bright orange, but.
I'm just having so much trouble with that. I really am. It's like hunting colors. Literally. But I really think after, and John actually pointed this out. He's like, well, look on your website.
Yeah, that's their new brand color, I would assume.
And the color on the top of the website is more muted.
Oh, is it really?
Yes. Than what this orange here is.
Well, let's see. You know what we used to call? You know what we used to call all the hunters that wore orange, the out of state hunters that wore orange, the Connecticut Light Infantry.
Yeah, can you see it?
Well, yeah, and that rather surprises me that they would have multiple different shades of orange.
Right, so I'm wondering if this is just what they have to show.
What they're doing.
From, well, this, it would from be nice Sign Pro?
I don't know what else I can do to get in touch with her.
They include the hex code, I think. Yeah, okay. Pantone 165 UP. Which is, that's definitely the color they're using. Well, yeah, it looks like to be the color of the sign. Whereas their primary brand color is...
Somebody else want to try to communicate with her, because it's saying address not found. Make sure I did it right here. Chrissy at signpro-usa.com. That's what I said.
Did you do it with a K? Did you do it with a K? Christy with a K?
No. Thank you.
Is that even so?
Drat.
That would make a big difference.
Yeah, I bet it will.
Probably. Maybe.
Oh, brother. The internet is just a kind of a problem for me.
All right, so our next meeting is on the 30th, not the 29th. Mm-hmm.
No, the 23rd is the public hearing.
It's just the public hearing.
So the next...
regular meeting would be the 5th.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a special meeting the 23rd.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. I don't know. It's hard to tell, Anne. I think it's a little bit of an optical illusion. And I think it kind of depends on what screen you're looking at and how bright that screen is. They call out the specific hex codes and Pantone colors for the sign.
Okay.
On the sidebar. So I think it looks brighter, especially in that one image where it's with the clock.
Yeah.
It looks brighter, I think, than it actually is. Or maybe they even made a mistake, and on that render they might be using the wrong hex code.
Yeah, because I'm hoping it's this color that's at the top.
And even that's one of those things that's so hard to tell.
I know. That's why it would be good
On their sort of like brand cover sheet, you can see there's that orange and there's that orange. This is the one they use in print. So they say specifically newsprint and uncoated papers, whereas this is their primary brand color. And when I hold that next to what I'm seeing on the screen on their website, it looks pretty much the same.
Right.
There is the Pantone code. And then if you go down to the sidebar for the image of the clock, that is the Pantone code of that similar looking orange color. But even on the same page, side by side, it's like, that does look a little brighter than that, but they're saying that it's that color.
Right.
So I don't know.
I'm hoping it's just from the company and that's how it prints out on paper.
Yeah. And I...
Because that's bright.
It does look
a little pumpkin-y
there, but I think it's a little bit of an optical illusion, and I think we're going to be hard-pressed to convince them to use anything other than their brand color.
Well, we need to give them a new brand color.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Or just say, do you know me?
Is there any reason to try and call the bank's listed representative?
Unknown caller.
Hi, Chrissy.
Hi, Bob. Yes, Chrissy.
Hi. You'll be surprised to know that we're technically inept up here. And it gets worse because your name isn't Chrissy with a C, which I tried to email you about 3 times, and it wouldn't go through for some reason.
Oh, no. Okay, that makes sense.
Well,
I gotcha.
We're in communication. There are 3 people of the Planning Commission, which is a quorum, so we're good to go here. I think Phil had a couple of questions you want to ask. And
yeah, Chrissy. So your modified plan, you didn't have anything on the application face, the zoning application face, to indicate a difference from your first application. So your plan is to remove the clock, take it away to try and repair, refurbish if possible, and put it back in with the new sign around the clock base again, from what we've seen from you, what you had sent, correct?
Yeah, correct, exactly. The intent is to replace keep and just repair the components of the inside clock workings, but we can't confirm that until we get it back and look inside of it and kind of poke around. But that is the full intent, and then to keep everything exactly the same structure-wise, besides changing out the branding that is on top.
Okay. Do you know the height of the sign, Chrissy?
So I asked my colleague that originally on the application, but I'm not sure if she was correct. She gave me, where is it? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I put it on the original application. Oh, here it is. Okay. She told me 13 feet 2 inches to the top of the sign cabinet itself.
Okay. And is that staying the same? It isn't planned to be increased? The only reason I ask, Chrissy, is there is a 14-foot height allowance for freestanding signs. So I'm just confirming that if it's going to be modified, the height is going to be staying the same or not increased and going over the 14 feet.
Correct. It should stay exactly the same. I don't think I heard anything about the height regulation changing, so I assume it was always 14 feet. Is that, do you know if that's correct?
It has been changed in recent years and modified with that 14 foot, but it's been in place for quite a while. Chrissy.
So can we say keep height same as existing, and either you guys can get a measurement yourselves, or when we go to take it down, we can get the exact height?
Sure, that would be fine.
Okay.
And just to clarify, so what are you looking for approval? Would you like approval? I know you want the flush-mounted big sign approved. You would like as well to have the Planning Commission review for approval the other sign changes, and the only thing is in question is whether the clock is able to be repaired and reinstalled with the new change in color on the panels around it in the future.
Exactly. So our hope is that we can make one trip up there to at least, if not the whole package, with the door vinyl and the other smaller signs. But at the very least, the big, bigger wall sign above the doors, and we'll take the clock cabinet itself off at that same time. So they would have their new sign up while the clock sign is removed, if that makes sense.
So no, I'm just still unclear. So the freestanding sign, you're going to take the clock out, and are you going to put a new panel in while the clock's being looked at to be repaired, refurbished?
No, so we'll have to take the whole top, so it'll be just the pole that's standing there for the meantime. So we'll remove that whole top, and it'll just be the pole and that little landing.
Okay.
So yeah, so they'll have the new wall sign up while that one is missing.
Okay.
That would work.
That makes sense. And then are you looking to get back to the Planning Commission with that particular freestanding sign for final approval once you find out what you find out?
So I guess that would be up to you guys. Our intent is to make it exactly how it looks in the rendering. Obviously, if everything goes right with what we find out with the clock, that would be possible. There's a possibility we would have to get an entire new cabinet with a new clock mechanism, but obviously, if that was the case, we would bring it back before the board anyway. So if it works for you to not approve it until we have more details, and you want to just approve the rest of the package, I think that would work too.
Okay.
What? Any other questions from the board?
Yeah, we've been going back and forth a little bit looking at the color of the signs, Chrissy, and I just wanted to clarify, or see if you could clarify it for us. The sign around the clock and the sign on page 10 of 20 that's listed as standard door vinyl. Those two, to our eye, appear, and perhaps the one over the door as well, although it's harder to tell, they appear to be a little bit brighter than the color that's listed as the primary brand color, that being Pantone 1665 CP. When we compare the swatch for that Pantone 1665 CP to what we're seeing in the renders, there does appear to be a little bit of a difference. Are we correct?
It does appear slightly different sometimes in various settings. I do want to point out that there's also two different oranges. They show the uncoated formula on page 3 compared to the primary brand color.
We did notice that it wasn't listed on the sidebar for the following pages, and it mentions that it's just uncoded for things like newsprint, so we weren't sure if that color was being employed in the renders or not.
So, I can say, I might have to get confirmation on this, I do believe that the rendering color is probably slightly different than the actual color itself, if that makes sense. Like we might not have the exact Pantone color available for the rendering. I would have to confirm that. What I can tell you is the sign on page 10 has two different colors together shown there. Like the stripe is one slightly different orange than the insert, because it's a changeable paper insert with the hours.
Yep.
So that one square is the darker color. On the band, so that is definite. But the other one, I have to confirm. I believe the orange for the rest of the band there on the window sign on page 10 would be the same color as the wall sign on page 9.
In theory,
but I would have to confirm that.
I hear you, and I just want to clarify. So are you saying in the renders themselves, it may be that the color used on the wall sign is different from the color used on the standard door vinyl in the renders? Is that, just, because again, we're just going off the naked eye here. I haven't used a color picker or anything.
Right, no, it looks extremely...
Exactly that. I'm not sure if it's the same. I think the intention is for it to be the same, but it could be a different color that the designers have to use and plug in, if that makes sense.
Yeah, if you could get clarification for us, because what's jumping out, and I'll let Anne speak to this a little bit as well, is just that it seems quite bright, especially when we look at the sign around the clock. It seemed, to our naked eye, brighter than what we see the brand color to look like in other community bank assets. And it's a little bit, maybe a little bit too bright for our liking, but we do want to clarify what the actual intention is before we, you know, and how accurate the renders are to what the final product will be.
So. Totally understand.
Okay.
If you can just bear with me, my pen died, so I want to type that out so I get the right question. So you were talking specifically about the orange shown around the clock sign.
Yeah.
And on the front door.
And on the front door, the standard door vinyl as well, because it looks to be using the same almost overly bright orange color. And we're just again, the question being...
The one on page 8.
Not that one, that's the right. Wall sign, but the one on page 10
right,
is
the one.
Right,
but I'm just saying, we're looking to get to that...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're looking to get to the color that's on page 8. It's much more muted and even. Is that right, Ann? Is that
yes.
You're thinking?
Yeah.
So that would be the colors in question were page 10 and page 9. Oh, sorry, page 10 and page 7.
If 7 is the wall clock or the freestanding
sign.
I think it's 11 and
7.
7. Page 11 and 7.
Yeah, page 11 and 7. Yeah, that's very great as well. I'll tell you one more thing that isn't, we have no right to ask, but I'll tell you anyways. We are in the process of going through changing the zoning a little bit to have a historic district downtown, which the bank is part of. And so anything that is more historically accurate in terms of signs would be helpful, and a very bright sign probably isn't one of the things. We can't ask you for that because the zoning hasn't changed yet, but we, you know, if you wanted to cooperate with us, that would be wonderful. But
understood, absolutely. So this kind of was already brought up by Community Bank when I first told them about the Planning Commission and the referral to the Planning Commission.
Oh, good.
They wanted me at first to fight it and say, you know, we didn't know about this.
Well, you...
I saw on the agenda on October 1st that it was mentioned. I forgot the exact wording, but that was... I basically told them it was already in effect.
Yeah, it isn't. And we, you know, to be perfectly honest with you, it isn't in effect yet, and there isn't, it will be. I mean, we've passed it at the zoning level. It has to go before our board of selectmen, and there has to be public hearings, and so it's not there yet. It's just, it would be great not to have to, you know, I think we solve the problem if we can get to that more muted orange color. And is that what I'm getting from the rest of the board?
Mm-hmm.
That would be very helpful, and
okay.
And probably more than we should ask. But it's we certainly would love to see that. And the next question I have is because of we don't have confirmation of the colors. Yet. There's nothing in the zoning that would at this particular moment allow us to deny because of the bright color. But it would be very nice if it wasn't. I mean, and you know, you're well within your right to do whatever. It would just be a nice sign of cooperation for the bank and you to help us out here.
Absolutely understood. I can tell you that they're obviously a lot more open to it now since I talked to them. I told them that as far as I knew, there were no design guidelines in place, which is what I think they were concerned about in the first place. Because we've had other historic villages ask them to completely change their brand colors, which obviously they're not happy with. as you can tell, I know you were prepared for that. So.
Yeah, fair. Fairhaven is presumptuous, but we're not that presumptuous.
Right. So, I mean, even a more muted shade of orange, if the answer we get back is it would actually be that bright, I'm sure they would be open to a more muted orange color or some type of compromise, especially if they actually didn't have to change the color to, like, a completely different color.
We don't have anything that says color, that there is a color code. Thank you.
From another recent project that did ask us to change the colors, I have a Benjamin Moore catalog somewhere in my desk at the office that if needed, we could probably reference and come up with something. I'm sure they would much prefer if the muted orange is acceptable to you the way it is. That would be, ideal for them. But I think they'd be definitely open to some more compromise as long as it's not too extreme.
Right, and that would be great. That would be great. I have a procedural question right now. If we don't have any way to legally ask for that color, then we really can't. I was thinking maybe at first we could provisionally approve it so they could move forward. But we're not. We don't really have any leg to stand on, anyways. Is what you're saying, right, Bill?
That's correct. Yeah. So there's nothing in our regulations that would prohibit their choice of color. Right. Chrissy, what is your timeline that you would like to, this is Phil Adams again, timeline for the project?
I believe just as soon as possible. I know our install schedule is booking out, I think, towards mid-November at this point. Obviously, this could be pushed ahead or whatever if need be. But I think the sooner the better, in their opinion, especially so we can actually see what's up with the clock inside of it and get started on that so it's not gone for a long time. So there's not a hard date is my real answer, but the sooner the better.
But there's nothing preventing us unless we find something. Unless anybody has any other objections with the permit, there's really nothing for us to say no to or to say put on hold or anything like that. They could go ahead forward and we could hope against all hope that we don't have a blaze orange sign in the middle of Fairhaven. Blaze orange is not the most popular color in the state of Vermont.
No, it is not. I have found that New York actually might dislike it more than Vermont so far. But
there's still a lot of hunters around here, and the traditional people look at blaze orange at some frown. Although there is a grudging acceptance as we get along, but. Anyways, unless somebody has anything else that is bringing out the actual signs and the signs are all within code, that I think that we should probably just entertain that.
Yeah, I don't have anything else.
Okay. Well, I'd accept a motion for that, if that's possible. One of you guys.
I make a motion. We accept their commercial application for all their signs the way they are.
And I will second that motion.
And there's any other questions, Phil, you gonna have?
Well, just that this motion is considering the proposed keeping the clock from the original paper application. So the plan now that you're approving is...
Is with the clock.
Yes, it should say that in the motion, so that we, because if it does, if they can't get the clock right, then they're gonna have to come back with a different sign.
Right.
Correct.
All right, so I make a motion that we accept their sign applications with the clock. If not, then we need to come back.
I will second that motion.
Very official sounding. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
So that doesn't exclude them. They don't have to come back for any other part of the permit.
No.
I want it clear for Chrissy that...
The only, not for anything except for if they're not gonna put a clock back
yeah.
Then we need to talk about what the sign's gonna look like.
Right.
We're on the same page then, Chrissy, the Planning Commission and I with the plan?
Understood, it sounds like it. I can say that I can still let you know what to expect based on your question about the difference in color. Mm-hmm. If that helps, and then we can go from there. If it does not meet expectations, well, I'm happy to work with you as much as I can.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right,
we appreciate that. I mean, that's more than we have the right to ask.
And
but we're not, like we said, we're not anything if we're not presumptuous.
Can I ask Chrissy one other question?
Yes, please.
Chrissy, just as far as the permit for the project, there's a placard that's required to go out, and I don't want to send that placard down to Connecticut and have someone have to mail it back up. Can I hand deliver that to the bank to be able to post as required by our regs for 15 days?
Absolutely, that would be a dream. Absolutely, thank you so much for offering.
And can I send you an emailed scanned copy of the permitting packet?
That was gonna be my next question, so perfect.
All right, do you need an original document mailed to you, or will the email be sufficient?
The email will absolutely be sufficient.
Okay. The only other item to make you aware of is there's just a final inspection required when everything is done, and there's a form included in a letter of explanation with the permit packet. So should that go to your office or should that go to someone local?
However it normally works for you, if you send it to me via email, I can get it all handled.
Okay.
If it's easier otherwise, then feel free.
Okay, that's what I'll do. I'll send it in the packet and you can decide where it should go for someone to send it back when everything's completed for a quick final inspection.
Should I call for inspection before the clock is done, or should I wait until everything is...
I would wait until everything is done, and that way I'm not making two trips for you or costing more money for the project. With extra expense with a recording fee. Even though my time is cheap, I'm a $5 go inspect something. But no, I don't see a reason why you need an inspection before everything's completed.
Perfect.
All right.
And the only other question is, when should I tell the bank to expect your hand delivery?
I'll try and get this done for you either tomorrow or Friday. Get the permit packet together and drop off the placard for display.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you so much, Phil.
You're welcome. I'm sorry about the snafu with not being able to see you in person with our meeting
time. No worries. I'm just glad we got it figured out. So thank you all for your time. And
which reminds me, you will have two phone messages on your office phone.
Gotcha. Yeah, I sent a couple emails to everyone, so you can ignore all of them now.
It's incredible. I think think we were better off with snail mail. Anyways, thank you very much for your cooperation, and we will move on from here. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure. Thank you all.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Thanks.
Yeah, I really hope it's not that bright. It's bright.
Yeah, it almost sounds like she didn't want to commit to it, but she's it sounded like that they could do that.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you told her that it wasn't something that was in the regs that
way. Why would you lie to somebody?
No, you'd want to know that this is just a find out and request, right. Maybe, but that's all right. That you were doing.
And, you know, someday I may have to borrow money from him.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that out loud.
I do have savings in there. You've
got that in the minutes, right?
Off the record.
Yeah. So we're done there. We're also 3 of 5, and nobody from the EDC.
Right.
I don't really see any reason to go any further.
To the 5-year.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, did you invite the EDC?
No, I couldn't get. I never got anything back from Glenn, who's not there anymore.
Right, yeah. So Laura and is the name.
Laura, and I stopped at Laura. I didn't have an email or any contact information. I finally stopped at her place today, and she wasn't there.
You want her information?
Yes. I figured that she was the go-to person. But...
So her phone number...
I wouldn't help. You may want to just show him her phone number.
Rather than have it on the recording, she's saying since the meeting isn't over.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you get so smart?
Where are we here? 80503. Hey, my friend.
But shh.
What? Oh, so I'm saying. Yeah, okay. That's that? You're a bunch of hackers. yeah. I'm sure
I'll email
come
you.
All day. Yeah, thanks. That would even be more better.
Yeah, and I'll email you her email.
That would be good too. No, I don't have to say it all out loud.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I will get hold of her and see if they have.
She knew we were having a meeting tonight, but I didn't
know. Yeah, I really wanted to talk to her and see what's going on with those guys, because they're an integral part of this.
Well, I think really all that's on there is me and Laura and Judy and Mike.
And who?
Mike, the trader.
Oh, okay.
At the moment.
Well, that's all we need. We just need, that commitment, a little bit of commitment. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if there's nothing else to, I'd say we...
I would make a motion that we adjourn this meeting.
Second that motion.
Non-debatable. All those in favor?
Aye.